Gosh dang, Mother Nature, you've been the years doing this track and field coach in the springtime. You always got to move some stuff around, but kind of moving this thing on Monday, you get a chance to compete. But boy, you got a busy week. You got, three dates, if I'm not mistaken, you said, going on for next week, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. You know, with us moving to Monday at McCook, you know, we got a deal on Tuesday in Minden for our young kids, and then we go to Broken Bow on Friday, which is, you know, one of the bigger meets we go to, and definitely the biggest meet we go to this early in the season. So it'll be fun now, but busy. But it does allow us some work time this week. Once you get into the season, sometimes it's hard to put a routine together and get some things done. So we've been kind of working at that, and hopefully we'll get some things done.
Start with the ladies first. I see you've got some kids back in some of the field events. I think some of your distance kids. First couple of meets, not bad times and marks early for some of those young ladies.
No, it's been good. It's you're trying to get a few kids healthy right now, it seems like. Always happens early on, but you know, we returned, you know, five state qualifiers on the girls' side, five on the boys, and you know, Gabby Rex is off to a good start in the shot, and Cameron Vaughn off to a great start in the pole vault, and she helps us in her relays, and Emily Stutzman, you know, mid-distance kid that's just had a fantastic career so far, and she's getting better and better, and you know, Mariah Shepherd, and she's one we're trying to heal up a little bit, but she's had a great start in the jumps, and Erin Mikulski is a three-time state qualifier in the vault. She's back and getting after it. We had Brenna Benjamin moved in this year, and you know, finished third in cross country last fall, and she's had a great start with our distance crew. So it's been great with those kids. They've had a great start. Addie Stutzman, also, we've kind of, besides throwing, we've got her doing some running now, helping on our relays and in the middle distance area, and along with a lot of other kids. I mean, I could go up and down my list on kids that are scoring points already for us. And Piper Wells, a senior, and Keely Vaughn, those are two kids that have been around for 4 years, helping us with the jumps and sprints and things like that. And it's just been good. It's been a good start.
Seems like you got a pretty solid senior class there. Some young ladies have been doing this for 4 years now for you.
Yeah, definitely. I think we've got five seniors out on the girls' side, and they've all contributed. Aislinn Kidder's another one in that group that moved over here from Bertrand last year and done a great job hurdling for us. And it's paying dividends. They've been good leaders too, helping us through some things and setting good examples and willing to do whatever we need them to do. And that's the biggest thing. When you're trying to build depth, is kids are up and down our roster doing things that they haven't done before just to help us out.
On the boys' side, Coach, kind of look at some of the leaders, district leaders. It seems like in your distance, kids are going to be pretty good this year. Got a good 4x8 going right now early on the season. It'll get better, but the good depth there in that distance crew, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Coach McQuiston, who was our cross-country coach, won a state title last fall. He's on our staff now working with these kids, so he's had a lot of those same kids day in and day out. They work a lot in the off-season with the build-up to this, and they've been doing great. Christoph Taylor was a state qualifier last year in a couple events. Michael Golis in the relay, Mitch May in the relay, Sam McQuiston, who's a freshman this year, is doing fantastic in all those races. We've kind of seen him in each level. Baron Medina, Roman Erbaum, all those kids are working with that group and have had a great start. And each week we kind of see them do different things and pair them up differently, and times just keep getting better and better. So that group's been off to a fantastic start, definitely.
Always like to ask you on your numbers and feel good about the numbers, girls and boys, out for the freshmen through the senior class this year. Pretty good this year?
Yeah, you know, we're at 56 total, which I think is, you know, the way it's been a little bit. We did add baseball to the spring sports here, so it affected our boys' numbers. I think our boys' numbers are down a little bit, but our girls, I think, have the biggest team we've had since I've been the coach here. So overall, it's similar numbers, but it's growing on the girls' side, and we're hanging in there on the boys' side number wise. But kids have a lot of choices now, regardless of where you're at. A lot of choices on things they can do, and we're just happy with the group we have.
And this gives you a chance, a McCook invite, get your JV and varsity kids. Everybody throughout there can participate in this one, can't they?
Yeah, definitely. It's a great opportunity for our kids, and especially early. Besides the UNK indoor, we opened up this year at Minden, which was an expanded number who were able to enter. And last week at our invite, we at a home meet where we always get JV and varsity kids in, and then with McCook, that's three straight meets where basically we can get marks from every single kid in multiple events. So it's a great way to start. We need that experience right now because, like I mentioned earlier, the next 3 weeks then we go to Broken Bow, Gothenburg, and Northwest. Those are the three big meets in those next 3 weeks, and those are some of the biggest numbers and toughest competition we're going to see along the way. So I'm excited about it, and the start's been good.